Yeah, it'll be an interesting week to see how that whole thing shakes out. Do have a lot of guys coming back, but, you know, part of the injury evaluation is those guys being able to make it through practice and function well and all those things. So there'll be some late week decisions. There'll be some guys in some roles they haven't been in the last couple weeks. Most guys stay in the same, but it is definitely a process for us to get all that stuff sorted out.
What's involved in the process from at least your and Richard's perspective?
Well, I mean, you just try and get guys back repping where they had been, in various units. You know, there'll be some guys that may need to increase their role. There'll be some guys that, I mean, all these guys getting jerseys, they're replacing somebody. So as guys come back, you know, there's some other guys who may or may not get a jersey, and we'll have to, you know, kind of maintain that stability.
Jeff, how much work did you do on Aguayo coming out?
Yeah, I mean, every year we evaluate anybody that goes to combine, anybody that played in an all-star game, anybody that the scouts recommended. So did plenty of evaluation, you know, on him as a guy that, you know, did several of those things, and certainly a historic college career.
You ever had a GM's ear in round two to get a wish granted?
Not yet.
With Craython, is that just a lack of experience right now with him, or does he just not see the ball well? What's going on there with him in terms of receiving?
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming you're referring to the one of the seven that got put in the air. I always tell those guys, especially young players, if they don't like the situation, you know, we're always going to try and give the ball back to the offense every time. And, you know, he got in a situation where that ball got up there. He wasn't comfortable, you know, in the proximity of the players and, you know, not quite sure, you know, at what moment he decides, because it's not like the ball went up there. He's like, screw it, I'm not even going to touch that. You know, he's going over towards the ball, and he kind of gets off balance, and he decided to stay away from it, and, you know, the ball ends up rolling 20 yards. He got back on the horse later on. He had a double-digit return. I think he got his hands on three of them. You see some of those things happen in the preseason, and they happen frequently with young players in the preseason. And there is an adjustment period there. Craython was not with us in the preseason. He didn't actually return in New England in the preseason. You know, they've got a good stable of returners there. So they were trying to have him make the team as a corner. And so all those experiences are learning experiences. We're trying to cover as much of the stuff as we can off the tape, put them in those situations in practice. Most of the time in practice, we're telling those guys, you know, you need to sprint to the ball and find out what your range is. Most young returners don't know what their range is. To say that there's common thread between, you know, some of the ones that have hit, you know, it'd be just that they bounced. And unfortunately for us, you know, they bounced forward. But I think he's improved every game. And, the ball security part remains the top priority there.
I know he did some kick returning in college. How much punt returning did he do?
Well, it's kind of a double-edged, you know, question, because you take guys like I remember when Dexter McCluster was coming out, and our area scout at the time, the team that I was with, was like, hey, this guy, great returner. You know, and you look at his stats, and you're trying to find those returns. There's guys that do it in practice. There's guys that do it, you know, in games. You're trying to gain that experience. A lot of times really good players in college don't do that quite as extensively. He's got good ball skills, and he's got good physical traits, and, you know, if his number's called upon, we'll have him back there again.
What's your impression of their kickoff return?
Well, they haven't had a whole lot of opportunities. I mean, there's been a lot of games where people have kicked touchbacks against them. They've rolled their personnel back there as far as the returner goes. They've got a new kid back there. They had Quiz back there at one point. They had Cecil Schwartz back there at one point. I think they're still trying to find that guy and go with it. But, like a lot of teams, anytime you put young guys back there, you know, you're going to have mixed results. Their group is pretty solid, but they've yet to have, you know, a big return to offset some of those averages.